The investigation into Baltimore's troubled speed and red light camera system continues today when the leader of a city council committee will put in a bill to give his panel expanded powers. Joining us on the line this morning to talk about this, WIPR reporter Kenneth Burns. Good morning, Kenneth.
Good morning, Nathan.
So talk about this bill that's going to be introduced in the city council today.
Councilman Jim Kraft, he's the chair of the panel, the Judiciary and Legislative Investigations Committee. He's going to introduce a bill that would grant oath and subpoena power to his committee in the course of conducting its investigations. The proposal outlines when subpoenas have to be set, as well as the rights of those who receive said subpoenas. The committee can also petition a judge if someone fails to follow the subpoena or testify. And the committee can also refer matters to prosecutors if they believe if a law has been broken.
So the Judiciary Committee, the committee that's doing this investigation, doesn't yet have subpoena power? It has to vote to give itself that power?
Well, yes and no. No committee has that power normally, but can obtain it if the rest of the council goes along with it. Now, what happened in the case of this past week, there was a resolution that would have given the Judiciary Committee permission to issue subpoenas, but it died in a tie committee vote. There are five votes on the committee, and one member of that committee, Councilman Robert Curran, left before that vote.
Why the opposition?
Well, it really wasn't opposed. It's just that they fell two for sure. You had two people in favor of it, and then two people abstained from voting.
So the committee could vote today to give itself subpoena power. What can it do if it doesn't get this power?
You still could introduce a resolution asking the council for permission to get the subpoena power. Either way, City Council President Jack Young says he's going to make sure that they have that power.
On to another topic. Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake is set to give the annual State of the City address this afternoon at 2 o'clock. This is before tonight's City Council meeting. Do you have any idea what she's going to be talking about?
Well, this is going to be an opportunity for her to continue pushing for a vision for Baltimore. Fighting crime, especially at the top of the agenda, especially with the spike in violence for the first month and a half. Last year, that consultant's report came out on the police department. This will be her first opportunity to let us know how far they have gone as far as implementing it. There's also a couple of initiatives that the mayor wants to talk about implementing over the next year.
Such as?
Operation Ceasefire. This has been used in other big cities to reduce violent crime.
She'll talk about the budget as well, probably?
Not so much the budget, but the successes of her 10-year plan to cut the $750 million structural deficit. And I should note, that's how much of a structural deficit we have over the next decade in Baltimore, as well as her plan to bring 10,000 families to the city. We'll get an update on that. And then, of course, there's always that popular J word, jobs. And she'll tout some of the big successes from last year in getting the Amazon Distribution Center in Southeast Baltimore at the former GM plant. And, of course, she'll mention the Horseshoe Casino. She recently announced a local hiring program that is going to be aimed at getting the 1,700 jobs to city residents.
What about this investigation over the speed and red light cameras? Do you think she'll mention that at all?
I don't think she'll bring it up. She probably will, just to assure that her administration did all the right steps to show that they're operating efficiently and effectively to make sure that the citizens are protected.
Well, whatever she says, we'll ask you about it afterwards. WIPR reporter Kenneth Burns will be covering today's State of the City speech and tonight's City Council meeting. Thank you for this morning's preview, Kenneth.
No problem.